to see you. Oh, we traveled together. Nice to have you on board.
Yeah, we rode together. Yeah. We agreed on music. None. All the way down here.
Well, traveling with Joel Heitkamp and your vastly talented producer, Abby, knows this. You're never not involved, engaged in some process, whether it be, you know, who's going to be the next president of Cuba to, you know, this and that, to sports, and how are these teams doing, and what do you think? Like, Joel is the most active person, mentally speaking.
He asked me how many presidents I met yesterday. I'm physically back.
Right.
I think you're shocked at how many I had. Anyway. Yeah.
And now you want to buy, like, a trailer on the way back. We're never going to get back.
We're buying a dump trailer, a 16-footer. We're stopping. All right. Who's this guy that never ages to your left?
Well, when you're with
he never ages.
We just kind of sucked in Matt Hodson, you know, and Matt's like, and we said, oh, we'd love to have you, Matt, but Dustin Morris is coming. He goes, oh, of course, you got the boss on. That's what you got. He's more than that. In his 23rd season, Dustin
started when he was 10.
Yeah, right. He's 31 years old. Do the math. That's phenomenal. Dustin, you look like $1 million. The shoes, again, are top-notch. You've now added socks to the mix.
Yeah. Well, it's opening day, right? Yeah. I actually thought of you guys today when I got dressed. So this is the tradition, at least the footwear. Definitely, we spent a lot of time on that.
I got one quick question. It doesn't get old, does it?
No. I mean, this is such a long off season, right? A lot of work, a lot of meetings, a lot of discussion about today and welcoming baseball back to the Twin Cities and Twins territory. It's what we do, and it's fun to see so many smiling faces already this morning. We've been at it since about 5 o'clock this morning, and it's just a lot of buzz, a lot of talk. And as we're sitting here, blinded by the light,
the sun just popped. It's beautiful,
and you know, it's just a great place to play baseball.
Your guys, your men and women, have taken care of that field too. I have to say that it's gorgeous. But Dustin, there's something when we've been talking about this, Jack and I have on this, that I think baseball fans, the reason that they enjoy baseball so much, you guys don't forget about your fans.
Right.
It's very intimate, the relationship that baseball has with his fans. You don't act like, you know, we're Major League Baseball, you're lucky to come here. And I love that about the Twins.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of mutual respect with our fan base, and we listen. And, you know, we invite fans to give their feedback, and we'll sit in meetings and discuss, you know, what we hear from a season ticket holder or just a single game buyer. I mean, we honestly take it to heart on how we can make the experience that much better. And, you know, we just ask in return, like, we're working. We're trying our best to please everybody. But that's the hardest part. You know, there's a lot of different opinions out there, whether it's who's playing shortstop or what drinks you're selling in the stands. So it's a fun job. It's a lot to learn. You know, I've got some great people that I work for that have been through it. And, you know, you constantly try to find ways to get better. But, yeah, the fan experience is so important to us here, and we saw it and we felt it last October.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously playoff baseball brings out some energy, but boy, we asked for the fans to bring it, and they brought it. And all off season, our manager and players have been talking about getting back in front of that crowd here.
Where I can tell you've got an advantage on a lot of other teams. You could watch that last year's Minnesota Twins team, and you could see that the players liked each other. Yeah. And they like the fans. That has to be a big step up from some of the other teams in the major leagues.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm call out a couple players that have just really got it. And Pablo Lopez, the guy that takes the mound today, is he wanted to come in and make an impact in the community. Obviously, he's going to let his baseball do the talking on the field. He wants to make an impact there too. But he and his wife have really just got engaged with fans, the community. So he sets the tone on the pitching side. And then when you've got a guy like Royce Lewis at a young age that just, I mean, he's obviously out. It's tough. That's part of baseball for sure. But I guarantee he's going to be the number one fan in the building today cheering on his teammates. And that's contagious. And that's, you know, a lot to Buxton and Correa and Kepler. I mean, those guys have been around a little bit longer, and they set the tone too. But you're right. They all do like each other. They root for each other. You know, I don't know what that is or why that's always been here in Minnesota, but as long as I've been here, you've always got just great leaders in that clubhouse. And to name a few, it's Maurer, it's Morneau, it's Kadir, it's Torrey Hunter, it's Brian Dozier, it's Kyle Gibson, it's Jake.
Guys like Herbeck that just make it so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's Tony and Rod are always around. It's just connecting generations.
These guys are all located, you know, some of those names you just mentioned, as we heard, at various gates. Now, think about that. You know, you get to a ballpark, and Dustin, here you can get a chance to, like, oh, thank you. Enjoy the game. And you look back, and it's Ken Urbeck. Or enjoy the game, and it's Tony O. You know, that game. And I'm not sure how many teams do that. I'd imagine maybe a few do, but the Twins have been doing that for a while.
Yeah, I think we're also lucky that people hang their hat here in the Twin Cities. Tom Kelly. TK. He'll be in the building today, and Joe Mauer will be in the building today. A lot of our legends are homegrown. They're here, or they become Minnesotans. I mean, Ron Gardenhire is another guy that just embraced the community, and Paul Molitor, to name another local. It's very lucky to tap into a lot of great baseball people, and they get it. They get the fan base is so important to this organization.
And little kids don't feel overwhelmed. I think that's important as well. As you're debating whether or not to come to Target Field this year, ladies and gentlemen, you get in a big crowd. This is very, this is very welcoming. If you bring a kid here, they're not going to feel lost in the concourse. They're not going to feel like they're in this mass rush. They're going to feel like, hey, this was fun.
Yeah, I think it's a crowd that respects each other, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've got a younger son that I've learned a lot through him and what he looks for and what he likes at the ballpark, and TC Bear and the food and the treats, of course,
the ice
cream.
Don't bring up food. He's Jack's got the menu already.
Yeah, I see it here. He is.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, and you're getting like they don't feel lost, like they're stuck at the mall side by side.
Right.
They're in awe. I'd imagine they're in awe. I mean, remember your first – into a cathedral, a baseball cathedral, I'll call it, and Twins baseball spans the Met, the Metrodome, and now Target Field, which is now, 4 years removed from prom, I suppose, how long it's been around. But they are an awe, Joel, and that's the kicker, Dustin, is that whether you're 23, 13, 83, I think you still get that feeling.
Yeah, I think baseball connects generations, and one of the great things that I get to do is sit in that press box and watch families enjoy a game, enjoy the conversation, the education that comes with the game too, America's history. You look at the retired numbers, I think there's an opportunity for a grandma or a grandpa to talk about who they saw back in the 60s when the team moved here. And it's great. I mean, if you're 94 or 4, I think this game and this environment is a fun place to be.
Yeah, I remember going out for football and my dad looking at me going, what do you want to do that for? Go play baseball. I said, well, Dad, you can do both. You can. And he was like, and he was very passionate. My dad was born in 24. So, Kent Herbeck, or I shouldn't say Harmon Killebrew was one of the guys he talked about. He just used to say, look at that natural swing. Look at that swing.
My dad was the same way with football. What are you doing here? I mean, I was about 60 pounds and being killed. So he said, let's play baseball. So I can't talk about it enough. It's a great atmosphere. It's a great place to be. I mean, the entertainment, I get to weigh in on that a little bit too. The scoreboard, it's beautiful. We used that last year, but it's huge. I mean, I'm just staring at it here where our guys are going to have a few fun tricks to unveil this year with some lights and music.
You can go ahead
and lasers.
Leak a little bit.
That thing, Monday it's going to be cloudy to see that eclipse. You just have to come to Target Field. That's going to block out half of the time. That's how big that
is. Right. Dustin Morris, he is Vice President of Communications, and we hung on to him. There's a great big bear on the field, Dustin. What's up with that?
I got to tell you, when I walked in this morning, I thought I was maybe one of the only ones in the building, and I was walking around a corner, and here comes TC in his pajamas. I was like, you can't make it up. You can't. It's just a day in the life.
With Dustin, from the broadcast, and we're across the entire region here, but there was a shifting. A couple things. Dick Brammer's going to be one of the guys throwing out the first pitch today, so we love Dick, and hopefully he. I've talked to Dick. I said, I'm sure how many times have people said, don't go to the mound, throw it in front. Everybody's throwing out a first pitch. Joel, you have. I know you probably got all brave and went, I'm going to throw it from the rubber. That's the key. Throwing out a first pitch.
I did right here. I threw it from the rubber.
But the shifting of this, and Dustin, in your role, and you have many roles that oversee the communications, but with Chris Satterbury, dear friend, moving to that one chair from the radio network with Dan Gladden, and with Corey Probus, who is as good as there is in the country, jumping from the radio into the television booth with Justin Morneau, and then a litany of people that are going on. So that's good for our fans across the territory.
Yeah, I think our fans are very lucky. I know we are internally on the how professional Corey and Chris are in the lead chairs. You know, I mean, Dick had done it for 40 years.
Legend.
I mean, think about that.
Yes.
Think about that. And it's all I've known. I mean, I came to the Twins and worked with Dick every day. I probably talked or saw Dick as much as anybody in the organization. So today's a day where we're going to honor him, and he's got to throw a strike.
Yeah.
Throw a strike, or he'll hear about it. But we're going to dedicate the TV booth to Dick today as well,
which I invite
you guys to at 1:30 today. We're going to do it right out here outside the booth here. So, opening day's pageantry. It's celebrating. It's honoring and paying respects. You know, the tragedy in Burnsville. We'll have a lot of the first responders out today and just honor that group as well as Dick's career. So that's what's great about opening day. There'll be a great anthem. The giant flag will be out there, a flyover. It's a holiday.
Yeah.
It's great.
Joel said just don't the poor eagle that jumped on James Paxton. We've been talking about years ago. That bird's retired.
Yeah.
That's in a zoo.
That was by rule, I guess. When the eagle goes off the grid, that's the last flight.
It could happen once when a bird when the opening ceremony. Colonial Eagle jumps on an opposing pitcher. Yeah, that's...
See, and I think that nobody really dug into that. I think Paxton had some candy bar or something on his shoulder.
You know, nobody could really explain it, what the bird saw or what the bird...
Because the practice run was great.
We watched it.
I think the bird had done it like 80 times.
Right?
It was 80 for 80.
Right.
And then that day, we joke a lot about that in our meetings.
Right.
No more birds. We can't have any animals out there. But it did make for a great moment. And I think Paxton, he embraced it.
Oh, he was great.
I think they did a bobblehead later that year.
That got more play across ESPN, across every Fox Sports, everything. Yeah.
I was always joking because he's a Canadian.
Right.
Yeah, that was part. But you never know what you're going to see on opening day. That's just something that you had to see to believe.
How much work goes into opening day with your team behind the scenes and with, I mean, what you just mentioned, that doesn't just happen.
Well, that's what's so great about opening day is you see so many staff members put in so much time. Julie Vavruska heads up our opening day committee, and Dave St. Peter's been through so many of them, and he brings a lot of good ideas to the table. But, yeah, there's a group of 8 or 10 of us that sit in a boardroom for the last 2-3 months, and you start kind of mapping out what the day should look like, and you start the Dick Bramer. It was a no-brainer,
right? Yeah.
You know, we were going to include that, but you just never know what's going to happen. Some local tie that you don't want to honor or celebrate, so you know, you just start looking at anthem singers and who's going to raise the flag and the timing sheets too. That's down to the minute, because in my other job, I'm dealing with Pablo Lopez and Rocco Baldelli and Pete Mackey, the pitching coach.
Right.
They need to know exactly when that moment of silence is, when Pablo's got to start walking. And I talked to Pablo. This is his second. He opened up in Kansas City, and he likes 30 minutes before he takes the mound, and he uses every single minute, he said. So I had to send him the timing sheets last night on just what we're doing every minute of this pregame. So you gotta nail it too. So Sam Henschen and his team upstairs in the scoreboard control room, they do a great job of internal communication. If you heard our headsets,
it's like air traffic control.
Yeah, it really is. It really is, because you try to put on a good show for TV as well, and you got, you know, 35,000-40,000 fans in here trying to watch too, and
just don't use the same pyrotechnics that the Cubs use.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that go viral?
Those are things you don't want to.
You don't.
Yeah, whether you got flame pots or fireworks.
I mean, it looked like a bottle rocket.
Is that one of those things?
Oh, it was like, you tried to make a big deal, but it wasn't.
It was a little weak. You know,
Pablo Lopez, who's starting today, and I think Tanner Bibee is going for Cleveland today, but Pablo, and Dustin talked about Pablo. And outside of everything else, I don't know if I, just from sound bites and seeing him interact, is a phenomenal human being. And I heard, I don't know if Corey was talking about this or Chris, during spring training, he would take some other maybe Latin ball players and go across and teach them English.
Yeah,
you know, that.
True.
This guy today that's throwing for the Twins.
Well, when you used him in a promotional, you had him in a classroom. If you can have a greater smile than that.
Yeah.
I don't know what
this
it
guy's
is.
A representative. Yeah. I mean, just a perfect
representative. And he's, you know, on the field too. He's probably downstairs right now journaling, getting his mind right. He was the first one in the door at spring training, and we're talking like 6 a.m.
Wow. Yeah.
He was there, and he'd sit at a table by himself, kind of mapping out what he wanted to get out of the day and out of the week.
And I want to say this before I lose the opportunity. Thanks to your staff for those spring training shows that I did down in Florida. Make sure you thank them because they were fabulous. They really were. So.
Dustin Morse, boy, he looks like $1 million today again.
and again, the Minnesota Twins, don't forget from where they're from. Thanks, Dustin.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, Betty.